This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. According to U.S. President Joe Biden, Ukraine's president initially rejected American assertions that Russia was preparing to invade his country. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
President Joe Biden says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky didn't want to hear it when American intelligence gathered information in February that indicated Russia was preparing to invade his country. Biden said at the time some people thought he was exaggerating the threat, but he says there was data indicating Russia was going to go in. In the weeks before the war began on February 24th, Zelensky, now praised for his leadership, was concerned that the drumbeat of war was unsettling Ukraine's fragile economy. Biden made the comments while speaking to donors at a Democratic fundraiser in Los Angeles. I'm Norman Hall.
A Ukrainian official said their army is running out of ammunition in its battles with Russian forces in the Mykolaiv region near the front line in the south of the country. The regional governor called for urgent international military assistance. Vitaly Kim said Saturday that the Ukrainian forces in the region are out of ammunition and said the help of Europe and America is very, very important. Ukraine is in talks with other countries about providing more weapons. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, said in a tweet Saturday he'd spoken with his Polish counterpart to discuss future deliveries of heavy weapons. Kuleba also said the two are discussing placing another round of EU sanctions on Russia. In the capital, Kyiv, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made an unannounced visit to meet with President Zelensky to discuss the country's restoration and efforts toward EU membership. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators descended on Washington, D.C. and at hundreds of rallies across the United States on Saturday to demand that lawmakers pass legislation aimed at curbing gun violence following last month's massacre at a Texas elementary school. In the nation's capital, organizers estimated that 40,000 people assembled at the National Mall. The rallies were organized by March for Our Lives, a gun safety group founded by student survivors of the 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school. In recent weeks, a bipartisan group of Senate negotiators have vowed to work out a deal on gun control legislation, though they have yet to reach an agreement. The effort is focused on relatively modest changes, such as incentivizing states to pass laws that allow authorities to keep guns from individuals deemed dangerous. On Twitter Saturday, President Biden urged Congress to ban assault weapons and expand background checks. He said he supports Saturday's protests. And more than 2 weeks after that killing at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, funerals continue for the 19 children and two teachers who were killed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
10-year-old Alexandria Anaya Rubio was known as Lexi. Her mother, Kimberly Mata Rubio, described her daughter to members of Congress at a hearing on gun safety this week.
She was intelligent, compassionate, and athletic.
Lexi played basketball and softball like her father, a Uvalde County Sheriff's deputy. The family asked mourners to wear bright colors to her funeral Saturday because Lexi loved them.
She was quiet, shy, unless she had a point to make.
Her mother, a reporter at the local newspaper, says when she knew she was right, Lexi would stand her ground.
She was firm, direct, voice unwavering.
As for guns, Kimberly Mata Rubio told the hearing,
"We stand for Lexi. And as her voice, we demand action."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Afghanistan say at least four people were killed Saturday in a bomb attack against a minibus in Kabul. A police spokesman told the French news agency that the bomb was in a minibus that exploded in the evening in an eastern district of the Afghan capital. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. A series of bomb attacks killed dozens of people in Afghanistan in late April during the holy month of Ramadan. There was another series of attacks at the end of May. And recapping our top story this hour, according to U.S. President Joe Biden, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky initially rejected American assertions that Russia was preparing to invade his country. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.